Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in to the Kaplan J. Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you on a fabulous Friday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching our show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. And it's good to have my partner here. It was really touch and go. Whether or not that Cap would be here this morning, because the traffic that you have to go through, my friend, it continues to build every day. It's never the same. It's never the same. How about this morning?
Hour and 15.
Barely making it in.
I mean, this used to take me 23 minutes.
Yeah, easy.
It's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I got a wife who doesn't. All over me because I didn't know which bedroom was painted a certain color.
Well, I'm glad that you made it. Now let's talk about your home. What's going on there?
Okay. It's warm. You're aware of this. It's nice out. She likes things hot like a sauna. Mm-hmm. I'm in the bedroom. Dogs are panting. I'm like, Minnie, this is intolerable in here. We have this portable little air conditioner unit. Mm-hmm. And you put the little hose by the window, and it cools the room nicely.
Uh-huh.
Then we put it away for the winter. So she says to me at 10:30 last night, it's in the purple room. Mm-hmm. Which room is that?
Do you have a dentist appointment this morning? What is so funny?
My whole life is just funny.
Yes. She starts this morning, though. And then it just goes downhill after that.
Did you just get gas? Like, why are you? What is happening?
I don't know, to be honest with you. She says, it's in the purple room.
Uh-huh.
Which room is that? Are you serious? You don't know which bedroom is painted purple? No. You repainted those 2 years ago. Kids moved out. She made them guest rooms. Mm-hmm. We don't have any kids at home. One room's green, one room's yellow, one room's purple. Like an Easter theme, I guess, around the house. So she said, it's sitting right there in the purple room. You put it there last fall. Hun, I don't know which room is purple. She thinks that's just insane. She said, I go pick. You'll get it right. Of course, I didn't. I picked the green room. She thinks I'm out of my mind. I said, I don't go in these rooms. I haven't been in that room for 2 years. Kids moved out. Why would I be in those rooms? For what reason? Am I nuts?
Well, I guess the question I would have for you is that the room that she wants you to go into, is it purple? What color is it? It is purple.
It was purple, okay. Like lavender walls.
Okay. I guess my next question is, are you some sort of traveling salesman that you're never at home? Are you some coach that you never go to your home? Like Dave Wanstead coaching and sleeping on the couch and then comes home and says, Hon, when do we get this piano? Dave, we moved in here with this piano. Oh, is that you that you don't know the colors of your own
so
home?
So when the kids moved out, two are married and two others are not. When they moved out, she said, I'm going to turn these into guest rooms if her dad comes to stay or somebody going to stay at the house. Her sister, one room, I do whatever you want. I don't care. So I had no input, nor did I want any. I knew she picked one room was going to be like a light lavender. One was going to be green.
Mm-hmm. Because she wanted your home to look like an Easter egg.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And the rooms are very nice.
Cap, it's your home. You're the king of the castle. You're the one that wears the pants of the family. You should know every color of every room in your own home. I've been in your home. You should be able to know. Like, she says the purple room. Okay, well, you just try a few doors.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
And I found it. It's not like it's that big.
Yeah, but eventually, though, you're not a dog. I mean, you should have just tried the room. She's like, you went to the wrong one.
Right.
So now she has a reason to get on you.
Correct.
Okay, well, I mean.
Then I get in the car, and I've got insane traffic, and Shay calls and says, oh, I'd be punching the window. What am I supposed to do? I'm calm. Okay. I don't let it bother me.
All right. It's already 5 minutes in. The show's moving too fast. So let me just nail down on this point about the home.
Mm-hmm.
It is your home. You should know the colors of the walls in your own home. You're the king of the castle, for God's sakes.
Well, I know the colors of the family room and the main areas I go to.
Yes.
Family room, basement, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom. That's it.
Okay. I mean, those are the homes that you frequent, the rooms that you frequent, but you got to know at least that, Cap. Don't you understand that you have to bring the temperature down in your own home? Don't you understand that? You got to bring the temperature down because she'll just find a way. She'll just try to find a way to needle you. She's already resentful that you work with me and then you get home. Hey, what are you doing today, hon? I've already put my time in. Take that. Take that. What's happening at the racetrack? Television. Put your feet up and beverage in one hand, you know?
That's exactly what happens. I will come home yesterday.
Yes.
She's scurrying around. I got to go. I have a meeting at the office.
Hmm.
She said, what are you gonna do? I said, they're horse racing. That's exactly what I did.
Yes.
No Cubs game, no Sox game. Turned the TV on, started betting horses.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a good day.
Enjoy.
What about you? You're just going to sit around and do... I put my time in, chick. I'm just telling you.
Right.
I put my time in.
Must be nice to work 3 hours a day.
It's not 3 hours.
Correct.
It's just what you hear on the air is 3 hours.
Correct. There's hours of prep.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And bets to make.
Yes.
That's right. So you let her know. But again, lower the temperature in your home.
Should have taken broadcasting up, Mindy.
Oh, then she'd be broke.
Yeah. Exactly.
that's no good. I think that that's the whole key. Just lower the temperature. She's just doing it just as like a test. Don't let her test you. Man, you're living your best life right now. You got 3 hours. You got a little recap on YouTube. You got the rush hour. And you can put your feet up and make some bets while she does the work.
Correct.
You know, she's doing yeoman's work, Floyd Yeoman's work out there. So that's fine.
And as she was leaving, I said, what's for dinner tonight?
Could you imagine that? The temerity. She's working her
ass off.
I ended
up cooking dinner.
That's fine, but what's for dinner? No more Stouffer's this time.
And did you get the laundry? The laundry
done? Oh, Jesus. All right, Arch. Here we go. Archie, would you like a beer? Dingbat there. You don't want that. Now, let's circle back to your traffic woes. Now, you and I both have it. You have it way worse than I do as I navigate around the Obama Library every day.
Yep.
I was telling Shay that the grids change. It's like you're playing a racing game where you go to different levels. Level one, you go through this. Oh, I made it. Now level two, now it's a different route. Now level three is a different route. Now you can't take South Shore Drive. Now you can't get past now you gotta go up Stony Island. Nope, take the Ryan. So it is problematic, but not as much as what you gotta do, because you're sitting there. You're sitting there.
Sitting.
Yes.
Literally not moving.
Mm-hmm.
And Shay called so we could talk about what we're gonna do.
Yellow.
Cabby. And so we get into all of it.
Hang on, that's not how you answered the phone this morning. This morning there was a little agitation. The minute you answered, you said something along the lines of, bleep this bleeping traffic, I'm just bleeping sitting here.
You did say
no, that. It was not a yellow situation this yellow. Morning.
No, I went, yellow, this effing traffic's just a joke. But I'm calm. You said you sit in traffic and you want to punch the steering wheel and the window and you're I said, and what does that accomplish?
Well, he's hitting the steering wheel because
I haven't hit it in 4 months.
So that's, I think that's the reason why he's hitting the steering wheel.
That's it. Yeah. A little retention still.
Yeah.
Bound up.
So there's a reason for that. No, I don't get angry. Of course you get agitated because you just want to be on the move. You feel like if you're just on the move, whether it's 45 miles an hour or if it's 60, you feel like, okay, at least I'm moving in the right direction. But when you're just bumper to bumper or going 5 or 10 miles an hour, yeah, it does get aggravating. Nothing you can do about it.
Right, so I'm calm. Got Yacht Rock Radio on, and I'm just jamming out.
Yeah. I didn't know KJM was playing Yacht Rock Radio. Good. They're playing their own music. That's good.
I listened to them for a while, and then...
You listen to them, okay?
And then I just...
Oh, so you were listening to them this morning. All right. Good. What are you talking about? Thoughts on their topics. Go ahead. I'll lay out and I'll listen. Go ahead.
They were talking about the Miami Heat Bulls game tonight.
Oh, they were?
They were.
Hmm.
Miami is a 52% chance,
wait a minute,
according to ESPN Analytics.
Wait a minute, Jay Moore. I don't get the half sad trombone now. There we go. Now we got the full trombone. Got a half trombone there. Half shorty. Can't do that.
But I don't let the traffic bother me. I don't.
But Shay has a problem with it, though.
And he does.
And so, but where do you have that problem with it?
Anytime I'm sitting in traffic, it's a peak frustration for me. You know me. I have a short fuse.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I don't hold on to my anger well, and traffic's something that frustrates me more than watching Javi Baez play baseball, maybe.
Oh, my God. Jed Hoyer, he might win an award. Best contract not given out by a Chicago executive. Javi Baez, literally, offensively, he's still good defensively. Offensively, might be the single worst player in Major League Baseball. Single worst.
What does that say? What does that say for him? The highs of the highs and lows of the lows.
I mean, he's cashing huge checks, but do you know OPS Plus, you would like to be, league average is 100.
League average is 100.
100. Mike Trout, those guys are 160, 170 are like insanely good. If you're 130, 140, oh my God, you're an all-star. Mm-hmm. He's a -7.
I didn't know the number went negative.
I didn't either.
I looked it up yesterday, and this is improved because he had a double yesterday. It was -24 entering the game.
Yeah.
And then he is standing on second with one out. Fly ball. He thinks there's two outs.
Mm-hmm.
They double him off. He comes to the dugout. And who's their manager? A.J. Hinch.
A.J. Hinch.
A.J. Hinch pulls him down in the tunnel. You're done for the day. Rips the jersey out of his, tucked in, and now it's untucked. Grabs his stuff. Gone.
Well, chase percentage always up near the top of the league. This one to center. And Baez doesn't know how many outs there are. Another mistake by Javier Baez. Didn't get out of the box much on the double. Didn't really tag up last night from third, make any kind of effort on a fly ball. And I didn't know how many outs there were. Clearly thought there were two. Takes off as soon as it's hit. And A.J. Hinch can't be happy. This is A.J. Hinch saying to Javier Baez, come down the steps. Baez takes his hat off. I mean, he knows what this is about, obviously. Moments later, Baez comes up the steps. The seats are gone. The shirt's untucked. And he's out of the game.
Yeah, Dan Shulman and Buck Martinez on the call. That was the Toronto call of that game. And he has not been the same since the final days of him being a Chicago Cub. Because he struggled just like Rizzo, just like Baez, and just like the core did, because they could not get out of their own way. They were so putrid offensively, and he has not actually been the same since.
No.
He has not. I mean, you saw those games toward the end for that Cubs core, like barely scoring two runs a game. They have not been the same since, and he has not been the same.
It was, oh boy, if we had some vibe in there because of COVID, there's no fans and the Javi's. Stop. He hadn't been the same since 2019.
Pretty bad. Hey, the rumor mill is active again, Cap, when it comes to the Bears. We'll get to all of it coming up next. Some sound that you must hear next on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Chicago. This is your morning routine.
Put some respect on my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, God. Welcome in to the Captain J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you. On a fabulous Friday morning with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching our show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. And it's good to have my partner here. It was really touch and go whether or not that Cap would be here this morning because the traffic that you have to go through, my friend. It continues to build every day. It's never the same. It's never the same. How about this morning?
Hour and 15.
Barely making it in.
I mean, this used to take me 23 minutes.
Yeah, easy.
It's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I got a wife who doesn't... Okay. It's all over me because I didn't know which bedroom was... painted a certain color.
Well, I'm glad that you made it. Now let's talk about your home. What's going on there?
Okay. It's warm. You're aware of this. It's nice out. She likes things hot like a sauna. Mm-hmm. I'm in the bedroom. Dogs are panting. I'm like, Minnie, this is intolerable in here. We have this portable little air conditioner unit. Mm-hmm. And you put the little hose by the window, and it cools the room nicely.
Uh-huh.
Then we put it away for the winter. So she says to me at 10:30 last night, it's in the purple room. Mm-hmm. Which room is that?
Do you have a dentist appointment this morning? What is so funny?
My whole life is just funny.
Yes.
She starts
this morning, though, and then it just goes downhill after that.
Did you just get gas? Like, why are you? What is happening?
I don't know, to be honest with you. She says it's in the purple room.
Uh-huh.
Which room is that? Are you serious? You don't know which bedroom is painted purple? No. You repainted those 2 years ago. Kids moved out. She made them guest rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any kids at home. One room's green, one room's yellow, one room's purple. Like an Easter theme, I guess, around the house. So she said, it's sitting right there in the purple room. You put it there last fall. Hun, I don't know which room is purple. She thinks that's just insane. She said, I go pick. You'll get it right. Of course, I didn't. I picked the green room. She thinks I'm out of my mind. I said, I don't go in these rooms. I haven't been in that room for 2 years. Kids moved out. Why would I be in those rooms? For what reason? Am I nuts?
Well, I guess the question I would have for you is that the room that she wants you to go into, is it purple? What color is it? It is purple.
It was purple. Okay. Like lavender walls.
Okay. I guess my next question is, are you some sort of traveling salesman that you're never at home? Are you some coach that you never go to your home? Like Dave Wanstead coaching and sleeping on the couch and then comes home and says, Hon, when do we get this piano? Dave, we moved in here with this piano. Oh, is that you that you don't know the colors of your own
so
home?
So when the kids moved out, two are married and two others are not. when they moved out, she said, I'm going to turn these into guest rooms if her dad comes to stay or somebody going to stay at the house. Her sister, one room, I do whatever you want. I don't care. So I had no input, nor did I want any. I knew she picked one room was going to be like a light lavender. One was going to be green.
Mm-hmm. Because she wanted your home to look like an Easter egg.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And the rooms are very nice.
Cap, it's your home. You're the king of the castle. You're the one that wears the pants of the family. You should know every color of every room in your own home. I've been in your home. You should be able to know, like she says, the purple room. Okay, well, you just try a few doors.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
And I found it. It's not like it's that big.
Yeah, but eventually, though, you're not a dog. I mean, you should have just tried the room. She's like, you went to the wrong one.
Right.
So now she has a reason to get on you.
Correct.
Okay, well, I mean.
Then I get in the car, and I've got insane traffic, and Shay calls and says, oh, I'd be punching the window. What am I supposed to do? I'm calm. Okay. I don't let it bother me.
All right. It's already 5 minutes in. The show's moving too fast. So let me just nail down on this point about the home.
Mm-hmm.
It is your home. You should know the colors of the walls in your own home. You're the king of the castle, for God's sakes.
Well, I know the colors of the family room and the main areas I go to.
Yes.
Family room, basement, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom. That's it.
Okay. I mean, those are the homes that you frequent, the rooms that you frequent, but you got to know at least that, Cap. Don't you understand it? You have to bring the temperature down in your own home. Don't you understand that? You got to bring the temperature down because she'll just find a way. She'll just try to find a way to needle you. She's already resentful that you work with me and then you get home. Hey, what are you doing today, hon? I've already put my time in. Take that. Take that. What's happening at the racetrack? Television. Put your feet up and beverage in one hand, you know?
That's exactly what happens. I will come home yesterday.
Yes.
She's scurrying around. I got to go. I have a meeting at the office.
Hmm.
She said, what are you gonna do? I said, they're horse racing. That's exactly what I did.
Yes.
No Cubs game, no Sox game. Turned the TV on, started betting horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, have a good day.
Enjoy.
What about you? You're just going to sit around. I put my time in, chick. I'm just telling you.
Right.
I put my time in.
Must be nice to work 3 hours a day.
That's it's not said. 3 hours.
Correct.
It's just what you hear on the air is 3 hours.
Correct. There's hours of prep.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
And bets to make.
Yes.
That's right. So you let her know. But again, lower the temperature in your home.
Should have taken broadcasting up, Mindy.
Oh, then she'd be broke.
Yeah.
Exactly. that's no good. I think that that's the whole key. Just lower the temperature. She's just doing it just as like a test. Don't let her test you. Man, you're living your best life right now. You got 3 hours. You got a little recap on YouTube. You got the rush hour. And you can put your feet up and make some bets while she does the work.
Correct.
You know, she's doing yeoman's work, Floyd Yeoman's work out there. So that's fine.
And as she was leaving, I said, what's for dinner tonight?
Could you imagine that? The temerity. She's working her
ass off.
I ended
up cooking dinner.
That's fine, but what's for dinner? No more Stouffer's this time.
And did you get the laundry? The laundry
done? Oh, Jesus. All right, Arch. Here we go. Archie, would you like a beer? Dingbat there. That's not, you don't want that. Now, let's talk. Let's circle back to your traffic woes. Now, you and I both have it. You have it way worse than I do.
Mm-hmm.
As I navigate around the Obama Library every day.
Yep.
I was telling Shay that the grids change. It's like you're playing a racing game where you go to different levels. Level one, you go through this. Oh, I made it. Now level two, now it's a different route. Now level three is a different route. Now you can't take South Shore Drive. Now you can't get past the... Now you got to go up Stony Island. Nope, take the Ryan. So it is problematic, but not as much as what you got to do because you're sitting there. You're sitting there.
Sitting.
Yes.
Literally not moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and Shay called so we could talk about what we're going to do.
Yellow.
Cabby. And so we get into all of it.
Hang on, that's not how you answered the phone this morning. This morning there was a little agitation. The minute you answered, you said something along the lines of, bleep this bleeping traffic, I'm just bleeping sitting here.
You did say
no, it was not a yellow situation this yellow. Morning.
No, I went yellow. This effing traffic's just a joke. But I'm calm. You said you sit in traffic and you want to punch the steering wheel and the window and your. I said, and what does that accomplish?
Well, he's hitting the steering wheel because
I haven't hit it in 4 months.
So that's, I think that's the reason why he's hitting the steering wheel.
That's it. Yeah. A little retention still. Yeah. Bound up.
So there's a reason for that. No, I don't get angry. Of course you get agitated because you just want to be on the move. You feel like if you're just on the move, whether it's 45 miles an hour or if it's 60, you feel like, okay, at least I'm moving in the right direction. But when you're just bumper to bumper or going 5 or 10 miles an hour, yeah, it does get aggravating. Nothing you can do about it.
Right, so I'm calm. Got Yacht Rock Radio on, and I'm just jamming out.
Yeah. I didn't know KJM was playing Yacht Rock Radio. Good. They're playing their own music. That's good.
I listened to them for a while, and then...
You listen to them, okay?
And then I just...
Oh, so you were listening to them this morning. All right. Good. What are you talking about? Thoughts on their topics. Go ahead. I'll listen. Go ahead.
They were talking about the Miami Heat Bulls game tonight.
Oh, they were?
They were.
Hmm.
Miami is a 52% chance,
wait a minute,
according to ESPN Analytics.
Wait a minute, Jay Moore. I don't get the half. Sad trombone now. There we go. Now we got the full trombone. Got a half trombone there. Half shorty. Can't do that.
But I don't let the traffic bother me. I don't.
But Shea has a problem with it, though.
And he does.
And so, but where do you have that problem with it?
Anytime I'm sitting in traffic, it's a peak frustration for me. You know me. I have a short fuse.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I don't hold on to my anger well, and traffic's something that frustrates me more than watching Javi Baez play baseball, maybe.
Oh, my God. Jed Hoyer, he might win an award. Best contract not given out by a Chicago executive. Javi Baez, literally, offensively, he's still good defensively, might be the single worst player in Major League Baseball. Single worst.
What does that say? What does that say for him? The highs of the highs and lows of the lows.
I mean, he's cashing huge checks, but do you know OPS plus, you would like to be, league average is 100.
League average is 100.
100. Mike Trout, those guys are 160, 170, are like insanely good. If you're 130, 140, oh my God, you're an all-star. Mm-hmm. He's a -7.
I didn't know the number went negative.
I didn't either.
I looked it up yesterday, and this is improved because he had a double yesterday. It was -24 entering the game.
Yeah.
And then he is standing on second with one out. Fly ball. He thinks there's two outs.
Mm-hmm.
They double him off. He comes to the dugout, and who's their manager? A.J. Hinch.
A.J. Hinch.
A.J. Hinch pulls him down in the tunnel. You're done for the day. Rips the jersey out of his, tucked in, and now it's untucked. Grabs his stuff. Gone.
Chase percentage always up near the top of the lead. This one to center. And Baez doesn't know how many outs there are. Another mistake by Javier Baez. Didn't get out of the box much on the double. Didn't really tag up last night from third, make any kind of effort on a fly ball. And I didn't know how many outs there were. Clearly thought there were two. Takes off as soon as it's hit. And A.J. Hinch can't be happy. This is A.J. Hinch saying to Javier Baez, come down the steps. Baez takes his hat off. I mean, he knows what this is about, obviously. Moments later, Baez comes up the steps. The seats are gone, the shirt's untucked, and he's out of the game.
Yeah, Dan Shulman and Buck Martinez on the call. That was the Toronto call of that game. And he has not been the same since the final days of him being a Chicago Cub. Because he struggled just like Rizzo, just like Baez, and just like the core did. Because they could not get out of their own way. They were so putrid offensively. And he has not actually been the same since.
No.
He has not. I mean, you saw those games toward the end for that Cubs core. Like, barely scoring two runs a game. They have not been the same since.
Yeah,
he has not been the same.
It was, oh boy, if we had some vibe in there because of COVID, there's no fans in the hobbies. Stop.
He hadn't been the same since 2019.
Pretty bad. Pretty bad. Hey, the rumor mill is active again, Cap, when it comes to the Bears. We'll get to all of it coming up next. Some sound that you must hear next on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Cap and Jay Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at the Capman and at IGJHood. This is ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he falls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to go around the National Football League on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 with you till 10. Then Adam Abdallah will be in for Greeny from 10 to noon. Carmen and Yurko, 12 to 2. It'll be Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 5:30 right into White Sox baseball as they take on the Orioles. 5:30 pregame with Connor. 6:10 first pitch with Len and DJ as Mike Clevenger will take the bump for the White Sox. Now it's time to go around the National Football League. It's just like a it's amazing, Cap, how the Aaron Rodgers story just won't go away.
It will not. Every day is more development. You have Mark Murphy speaking at some group. I know the two GMs have been talking, blah, blah, blah. Not that Murph.
Oh.
This is Mark Murphy, the president of the Packers, former AD at Northwestern.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
He says the two GMs have been talking.
Yeah.
Another report from up in Wisconsin is that these two guys have a very good relationship. Joe Douglas of the Jets and Brian Gutekunst of the Packers.
But Charles Robinson from Yahoo has
differs.
He has a very laid out, detailed report. But just listen to what he has to say about this, because we've had the conversation, Shay, as a show, before we were Charles. Like, do you do this after the draft, before the draft? And then it's the Jets, so it's sketchy, right? They haven't done things well in a long, long time.
Yeah, and before you play this, and this comes from our teammates, Mark Tauscher, Jason Wilde up in Milwaukee, talked to Charles Robinson, but they also brought up, and I didn't see this, David Bakhtiari was on a Barstool Sports podcast, and he was talking about the Packers, and he kept referring to the Packers as they, and then suggested that maybe they could bring Rodgers back and not play him. David Bakhtiari said this, and that led to what we're going to hear.
All right, let's hear from Charles Robinson.
The Packers are holding out for what they want right now, and that's a problem, I think, with the Jets, and more specifically, I think, with Jets ownership. And Green Bay is stuck on an asking price of a 2 this year, a straight shot 1 next year, so no graduation schedule attached to it. And they would be willing to do the 2025, some sort of a draft asset give back if, for some reason, Aaron Rodgers doesn't play in 2024. And the Jets and Woody Johnson specifically, not going to, they're just not going to do it. Quote unquote ball. If we're gonna do that whole thing, whose court is the ball in? I guess it's in the Jets' court, but the problem with that is that for the Jets, it's a standstill. When the owner says, nah, we're not doing the straight shot one. And I think what Woody Johnson's problem is with this is that he looks at Denver, all the assets that Denver gave up, you know, thinking that they're going to bring Russell Wilson and it's going to turn a key and everything's going to go great. And now Seattle's sitting on Denver's pick at number 5 because it just crashed and burned. I think there's also some of the Matt Stafford thing. Hey, now he's, you know, got the bulky elbow, and everything fell apart for the Rams, and suddenly Detroit's sitting on 6. And so I think Woody Johnson says, look, we're willing to do something with a second-round pick next year, so it'd be 2 2s, but there's got to be some element of graduation that is attached to it. What happened was, you know, they had sort of trade parameters worked out, and then when Aaron went on Pat McAfee and said that I'm 90% retired, I was 90% retired when I went into the darkness retreat, I think it scared Woody. You know, I think that was one of those things that scared him.
Okay, good conversation and good thoughts there from Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. Okay, there's a couple of things swirling in my head regarding this. So Shea asked the question, maybe not even 2 or 3 weeks ago, asking the question, okay, so who holds the key? Who holds the power in this? Is it the Jets or the Packers? That was a shot or no shot, I believe you asked, right, Shay? I think it was at some point.
Yeah, I don't believe the Packers have as much leverage as everyone else leads you to believe.
Mm-hmm.
From I've asked different people who have been an executive in the league or been a head coach in the league. They don't think the Packers have the leverage either. I'm not telling you the Jets have all of it. There is no scenario Green Bay wants Aaron's money to stay on the books, $50 million a year for 2 more years. That's A. B, can you imagine if he shows up for OTA? Hey, I'm here. We're going to have him sit?
Yep.
No shot.
Yep. Jordan Love's going to be like, what about me?
And the first game that Jordan Love throws 3 picks, fumbles in the backfield when he gets sacked by some lousy defensive lineman that no one ever heard from, they're going to be like, okay, get him back in there. We'll deal with it. If we have to pay him, we're going to at least utilize him. No chance.
Maybe Jordan Love's great.
Maybe
we have no idea.
We have no idea.
I will say, Cap, I listened to the rest of this Charles Robinson interview with Tauscher and Wilde, mm-hmm. and he didn't like outright say the trade's not going to happen, but he mm-hmm. did bring up there's no market outside of the Jets. The Jets are the only team that's even interested in trading for Rodgers.
You're
no
telling other me that team the 49ers, who have a wide open window to win.
I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you what Charles Robinson said. He said there is no market, period, for Aaron Rodgers. And so if you're the Jets, do you start looking at, hey, maybe we can get Ryan Tannehill for a third and some stuff?
What about the last part that you talked about earlier? What about the last part of that? Where it's like how Woody Johnson feels.
Yeah, that's the Woody Johnson fear is the big thing. Because if he's like, if we have to give up a first or we have to give up multiple assets to get this guy, when we could give up worse assets and get Ryan Tannehill serviceable with a team we know can win. And if you look at Detroit, you see a team with Jared Goff who's serviceable, look good mm-hmm. on offense. Maybe you just go, screw this. We don't want to deal with the Packers and Rodgers. We'd rather go this route than what do the Packers have? They're left holding the bag. They're screwed.
Yeah, and they let Mike White go to where? Miami? He's the backup down there?
I believe so. But what about the back end of what he said there, Charles Robinson? 90% of Aaron wanted to retire when he was in the darkness.
But
is he committed? What are you getting if you're the Jets, if you make this deal?
They met for several hours, and Aaron said, I'm in. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have an opinion come back. When you're laying on vacation with Peacock down in St. Martin or wherever it is you went, there are times you go, you know what? This would be awesome. I'm so ready to just do this. But when you come back and you stand in that spot right there and start having fun, you're like, I'm back. Let's go. Your perspective changes all the freaking time.
That's what you think when you're on vacation, that you're ready to go?
I didn't say me. I said you.
Why is it going to be on me? You think that's where my mind is when I'm on vacation? I can stay here forever and be away from Cap? That's not what I'm thinking.
If you had...
I'm on the 14th tee box.
You had the I just teed off on 6. I got a long way to go.
No one's hiring you when you're 80. They're not. They're not hiring you when you're 80.
Orion Samuelson's still on.
Exactly. And he's speaking to the dead. So there's that.
So I truly believe that maybe he did go in there thinking, I'm done. All this nonsense in Green Bay. I'm out. I got plenty of money. You know what? I can do this. We'll go to New York. Nerve center of the freaking world. We got a team that hasn't won since 1969.
Nice.
And if I lead them to a Super Bowl, oh my goodness, I go down as top 3 or 4 quarterbacks ever.
I just, I can understand both sides of this. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how this all materializes, how this all works out. When will this happen, before or after the draft?
Like the similarities between Aaron and Favre.
Yep.
With all the nonsense on their departure and both going to the Jets potentially, all of it.
Can you imagine if Aaron showed up, pulls up in his SUV in at Lambeau? Hey, I'm here.
Just remember,
you know, they had sort of trade parameters worked out, and then when Aaron went on Pat McAfee and said that I'm 90% retired, I was 90% retired when I went into the darkness retreat, I think it scared Woody. You know, I think that was one of those things that scared him.
I don't think it scared Woody at all. Woody got on his private jet, flew down there for a day and a half of meetings, 2 days, and Aaron said, I'm in, let's do it. They're going to get the trade done. He's going to play for the Jets. And they're going to be really freaking good, and I might cash a ticket.
That's fine. You're only saying that because you're trying to cash this ticket. But we don't know if Rodgers will be Brady at the end. That's not good.
Or are you Stafford, or are you Russell Wilson? And then you end up feeding the Packers a top 10 pick.
But if you're Stafford, you got a ring. You said to Woody, hey, he's going to play 1 year and you win a ring and then he's done.
The flip side, Cap, is are the Jets what the Rams were? I would say not even close.
That is correct.
They're closer than you might give them credit. I'm not saying they are, but they're closer than you think.
Good to hear from your wallet here this morning. Coming up, Courtney Cronin on he'll join us with the latest on the Bears and the NFL. It's only your wallet talking. That's not real analysis you're giving.
No, I'm giving you real analysis.
No, it's not real analysis.
That Jet team has a lot of talent.
That's not real analysis. That is a man who's on a heater trying to cash that ticket at the end of the season. So, folks, just disregard. Brought to you by Aiken Law. 3126 million. Wow. Put that number in your phone. Disregard what you just heard. I'm talking to the jury. Disregard what that jackaloon has just said.
And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Courtney Cronin on the Bears in the NFL next on Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The White Sox and Cubs both had the day off yesterday and back in action today. The Northsiders play the Dodgers tonight, while the White Sox will host the Orioles in the South Side right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. First pitch scheduled for 6:10. Dan and Tanya Snyder have reached a preliminary deal to sell the Washington Commanders to a group led by the Philadelphia 76ers co-owner Josh Harris. Tampa Bay rallied from being down 3-1 with a 7-run fifth inning to get a 9-3 win over the Boston Red Sox, their 13th win in a row, tying the modern Major League Baseball record for consecutive wins to start a season. Bulls and Miami tonight in the play-in. Jay Moore.
Okay, it's about that time. You're tuned in to the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Everything ain't hardcore, you know.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Keep your beak out of this.
Courtney Cronin, National Chicago Bears reporter for ESPN.
I think you have to temper expectations if you are a Bears fan, just given everything that this team had to kind of undo.
Breaking down the Bears and the latest NFL storylines.
Team transcendent quarterback Russ is not this guy. You know, he's very legacy conscious. He wanted to go to Denver and build something and win a Super Bowl there.
Courtney Cronin with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Courtney Cronin covers the Bears and the NFL like a blanket for ESPN and ESPN.com. She joins us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How are you doing?
We're doing well, thank you. Before we talk about the Bears, we were just talking about Aaron Rodgers. And we were trying to determine what is more prudent to try to get this deal done before or after the draft. And there's still a lot of conjecture out there about Rodgers and his flirting with the Jets. What's the latest that you know about this?
Well, I mean, the logical thing to do would be to get it done before the draft, because if they are adamant about multiple picks, and we know that the Jets do have that extra second rounder because of the Elijah Moore trade, you'd think that you'd want to be able to use those picks to build around Jordan Love and, you know, retool a couple pieces on the offensive line. Their defense certainly needs some work in Green Bay too. It would make a ton of sense to go about it that way. But again, the Packers are on their own timeline here. As much as we try to put like reality into the situation and thinking about this logically, that the draft is coming up, it should be the natural deadline. They don't seem to be in any sort of rush, because you'd think that they would have already pulled this move off and gotten Aaron Rodgers out of the building and just kind of been done with it and started focusing on the draft. I don't know if they're trying to send like a message by moving as slow as they are, but I don't have any panic that like Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a Jet at the end of the day, or that he's going to end up back in Green Bay somehow. To me, those don't feel like realistic options. I think the Packers are playing hardball, and they're hoping that the Jets at some point are just going to say, all right, to hell with it. Go ahead and take this extra pick, whether it's – they're not getting the pick at 13. Like that's the bottom line. But maybe they do get an extra second rounder. Maybe it is an additional third. Maybe it is something next year too. So I think they've got to look at this and say, at some point, when do you just want to be done with this and move on? Because they are moving on internally. Behind the scenes, they're starting to plan. They've already started the plan for the draft and probably what they're going to do in the first round and then the second. I just think that the financials of his contract, considering how wonky that thing is and the way that it's structured, it's so complicated, and that's the Packers' fault. But that makes it even more difficult and why this hasn't been a seamless trade and get compensation back in return for Aaron Rodgers.
So, and good to talk with you, Double C. Fine.
We're both talking to her. I'll take the fine to get that line out, that we're both talking to her.
There you go.
Not just you. Go ahead.
So, the interesting thing that I can't envision, I told this to Hoodie, him showing up in Green Bay, pulling up in his SUV and going, I'm back. You guys want to mess with me on my trade? I'm back. Good luck. Like, that sideshow would be insane, right?
There's no way that happens. He's someone who, kind of like Lamar Jackson, these are two people who are standing on principle right now and doing it their way to stick it to their current teams that they're under contract with. And if Aaron Rodgers, at the end of the day, said, I don't think he's going to have a change of heart, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where they won't give him, he'll retire before anything else. If they won't give him the trade, they're send him on to the place where he wants to be traded, he's not just going to reluctantly say, all right, I'll go back and make $58 million this year, because that's how much he's guaranteed with the option. I tend to think he's going to say, all right, to hell with it. Because if you retire, you can come out of retirement in a year. They won't own your rights anymore. So, I mean, that's probably, if it becomes the nuclear option, that's how I think he would handle it. He's not playing football in Green Bay anymore. There is no doubt in my mind that that door is closed, and nothing's going to reopen that.
Watch that language, too, by the way. We got kids listening.
It's not Sunday. When I host on Sunday, I have to, you know, like temper things that come, you know, things I say. It's Friday.
You tell the parents listening, relax. You be careful there, Courtney Cronin.
Well, tell them their kids should be in school. Spring break's over.
Wow!
Jeez, that's a little aggressive.
Wow. How about that?
Although, unless their kids are listening because they want a nice education in sports broadcasting and this is what they want to do someday, totally fine with it. But they also have to be prepared that that's the type of words you're going to hear when you're in this industry. Even worse.
All right, we'll carry the hell on here with Courtney Cronin here on ESPN 1000.
Jeez.
And it's streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Courtney, I've been steadfast in the belief that the Bears should stay at 9. The deal that they made with Carolina, I think, is sound. I think it helps both teams. But I really believe that there's quality there at 9. And again, we keep going round and round to find out if it's Jalen Carter or not. We don't know. But what do you think is best? I think that there's quality on offense or defensive line for the Bears to find at 9. And then if you want to make more deals in day 2 and day 3, that's fine. But you got to find a cornerstone here, because this pick, to me, is very important.
It is. And for them to stay at 9, if it is Jalen Carter, if he even gets to 9, I mean, you hear some of the rumblings about what Seattle's going to do if they don't surprise everybody and take Anthony Richardson, which at this point would not be a surprise, but that they could be in play for Jalen Carter. And then Detroit, again, at 6. I know that we had an article up at ESPN.com yesterday sorting through some of those options. And Carter, you know, is somebody that people believe won't make it past like the top 6 in the draft. And you can understand why. I mean, certainly there are off the field concerns, but if he somehow fell to the Bears at 9, I think you'd be hard pressed to not take him. And of course, we're factoring in all of the off the field stuff. And I know that fans look at this and say, how could you? This is character and et cetera, et cetera. Well, the Bears happen to have, like every NFL team, a lot of PIs in the background here. People who have been investigating his character, talking to people about Jalen Carter, you know, from his past, from what happened at Georgia. If they end up taking him at 9, you can be assured that Ryan Poles did his research here, because there's not a bigger boom or bust candidate in the draft. And for a second-year general manager, you really can't get that wrong, especially when he's talked so much about culture and what he's trying to build in this team and not bringing somebody in to mess that up. Let's not forget, You know, Ryan Poles had a masterclass in this in Kansas City. Like, Larry Johnson was on that team when Ryan Poles was a young scout. He saw what it's like to bring somebody in who's a clubhouse cancer, and I think he wants to avoid that by doing the most research he possibly can on Jalen Carter, if Carter is even going to be available to him at 9, because we know his talent speaks of a top 5 prospect. There's just all these other concerns. So if you're sitting there at 9 and he's there, or another offensive lineman's there that you really covet, you'd be hard pressed to move back from 9 and say, well, I can get somebody else later in the first round that I really covet, or, you know, continue to stockpile picks. I'm with you, Hoodie. I think that moving back in round 1, at least at 9, is probably not the best play, but maybe even moving into round 1, into the later picks at the end of day 1, by packaging some of the other picks they have, could be at play.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here, because I've made my opinion known. Like, I believe that if John Schneider, Pete Carroll, or Howie Roseman take Jalen Carter and it doesn't work, everyone goes, they swung for the fences, they rolled the dice, came up snake eyes, didn't work. If Ryan Poles does it with his first ever first round pick, like, that really damages the plans of getting this thing turned around by missing with pick 9. So that said, Courtney Cronin is covering the draft. She's sitting there, the laptop's open, ready to write. And with the 9th pick, the Chicago Bears select, and he's on the board. Does he take him or not?
I think they would take him at 9. But that's, again, the thing we don't know is, how did those meetings go when he was here for his top 30? What other information did they find out? So the way that it works, I was alluding to this, every team has people, they hire private investigators to go through someone's background. Anybody has these red flags next to their name, and they sort through it. The NFL also has a security report that it releases. It should already be out. It comes out about 3 weeks before the draft, that goes to all 32 teams of their private investigators. And these are former FBI, Secret Service, like, you name it. They really do their due diligence. If there's something there that comes out about, like, this is worse than we thought, the Bears aren't going to take him. But if they know all of the information right now, and they know that this is somebody who probably wasn't the most forthcoming at the combine, obviously, but they know it won't be an issue, then they're going to take him at 9, because when you think about the needs on that defensive line from a true football perspective, this is a 4-3 defense that needs a violent pass rusher in the middle. You can't pass up a talent like that when he's sitting there and he falls to you because other teams may have a concern, or maybe it's just the way that the board falls with the quarterbacks. But I think if he's there at 9, I think they will absolutely take him.
Sunday morning, best week ever?
Best week ever. We're going to be keeping it PG-13 this week. I think I'm actually going to push the envelope thanks to this conversation this morning. I don't know what I'm going to say.
You're not going to do that. You're
going for R, Courtney.
You won't do that.
I might. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see what we talk about.
Okay. We appreciate the time as always.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Have a great weekend.
The very dangerous Courtney Cronin with us here on Captain Jay Hood.
She's awesome.
Working blue on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Be careful.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom. Don't worry, call the
CarX Man. 9x9x9, the 9-inning challenge has a date. This is going to happen. 9x9x9, we will tell you where and when. That's coming up next on Cap and J Hood.